Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, it'll be sunny, breezy. We'll have a high only in the low 30s. Right now it's 24 degrees in Kenosha, 23 Burlington, 25 Milwaukee, 24 in Racine. Only 7 of Racine's 15 aldermen voted in favor of an override to Mayor Corey Mason's veto of future budget funding toward the proposed event center, which was not enough for a two-thirds majority. The decision following public comment and a delay in dealing with the issue, Alderman Henry Perez couldn't make the meeting at the start at 7 o'clock. Council President Dennis Weiser said that maintaining the status quo, that's not looking at a better future.
Maintaining the status quo will ensure that the future will look like our past. Preserving the status quo more likely assures an arena in Kenosha or Oak Creek. Our future is going to be tourism, not large-scale manufacturing. The vision for our future has to include taking steps to bring people to the community, to bring tourists here, to bring families here, to bring businesses here, and building our tax base.
Alderman Jason Meekma, aside from not supporting the veto override, said it's time for the community to heal from this while noting, quote, "We have let politics take control.
We've become obsessed with sides and who is wrong. I've spoken with people on both sides of this issue. And you know what I've learned? I haven't learned whether people are for or against this. I've learned that they are passionate, concerned, and that they care very deeply about this community. Imagine if both sides were able to come together. We have forgotten that we are all people just trying to do what we believe is right."
Alderman Jeff Coe said the project should have been a partnership. He chastised officials elsewhere in the county for lack of leadership and vision. Another veto from Mayor Mason on changing one job position to help create a communications director. That was sustained, but the council also decided to have a committee of the whole session next month, asking for a staff proposal to create an information officer position. 2 weeks ago, the Racine County Board approved up to $80 million in bonding to help with the initial financing on the Foxconn project. Last night, the group voting to award the sale to J.P. Morgan Securities, one of the six bidders involved. PFM Financial Advisors official Brian Bella reminded supervisors this is only an interim financing. He said, though, it worked out pretty well for the county.
Not every county does it like this. Not every person who, you know, provides municipal financial advice does it like this. So we think, you know, it's the way we like to do it. We're glad you do it this way, glad you agree with us, and you know, I think this exhibit kind of highlights the savings, because you don't know going into it who's going to be the most aggressive on any given day.
The six bidders on the taxable bond anticipation note, some of the heavy hitters, he said, in the financial world. As for Moody's lowering the county's bond rating from a AA1 to a AA2, Bella indicating that given what the bonding is all about, his words, it's not that big a deal.
It was not a general obligation of the county, and it's very short term in nature. You know, only 3 years, callable in two. So this type of debt instrument doesn't receive a traditional rating that you're used to seeing from Moody's. So the rating it got was a MIG-1. That's the highest rating you can get for a short-term note. And that rating is basically based on your ability to access the market to refinance this, because they know you don't have $80 million laid around.
The interest rate on the bonds is 2.44%. Bella saying that the money should be available in a couple of weeks that would allow movement on affected properties that need to be acquired for creating the Foxconn campus in Mount Pleasant. There was the initial resolution to bond for capital improvement projects that failed to reach the required number of votes for passage a month ago. The Kenosha County Board last night approving a similar resolution, though with a higher dollar figure. With two supervisors absent from the meeting last month, four supervisors voted no, failing to meet the three-quarters majority needed. The new resolution allows for the sale of up to $13.15 million, general obligation promissory notes $50,000 more than the original. Supervisor Ron Frederick was critical of some colleagues who voted no a month ago for failing to give a reason why they did that.
Well, I voted for it because it's good for the overall county. It's good. We vote. We're a body here, or nonpartisan. I sense that most of the time. But they vote against the budget every year. Yet we put the budget through, and they get their projects and get their stuff done in their area. So, why are they here?
The vote to approve the initial bonding resolution was 18-2. The board will be voting again on the issue when the bonds are actually sold next year. Waukesha's Common Council unanimously approves a 40-year plan to buy Lake Michigan drinking water from Milwaukee. It'll purchase about 8 million gallons of water a day from the city, officials acknowledging the pipeline to bring the water will raise rates, but the cost increases are included in their projections. Of course, the Waukesha water proposal, a decision that was opposed by former Racine Mayor John Dickert, as well as current mayor and former state representative Corey Mason, because of treated wastewater flowing from Waukesha in the Root River through Racine County back to the lake. On the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, at its meeting a week from today, it's going to consider regional restrictions on manure spreading because of bedrock made of Silurian dolomite with shallow topsoil. Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee counties among 14 affected counties. Proposed restrictions would affect where and when manure can be added to farmland, the goal for dealing with well contamination. The mayor of Burlington, G.D. Hefty, planning to seek another term, but a couple of members of the Common Council have decided they will not. 1st District Alderman Edward Johnson, 2nd District Alderwoman Ruth Dowidziak filing paperwork to indicate they will not be running in the spring. 3rd District Alderman Tom Voss and Tom Preisker, representing the 4th District, are seeking re-election. Candidates, of course, could start to circulate their nominating petitions as of last week. A 2018 budget for the city of Burlington with a 9% increase in the tax rate okayed by the Common Council last night. Such factors involved as a new pool, the joint dispatch situation, increased health insurance, and the unexpected bill for flood damage. The city's finance director is Steve DeQuaker. The operational levy next year, he said, will be up by an allowed 3.51%. The debt levy includes about $389,000 for the new community pool. That's about 40 cents on the mill rate increase.
The debt itself was structured when we took the loans out to kind of go along with the TIF close. So as the debt will increase, the TIF will close and bring those rates down. It'll kind of wash out. So it's tough to break down the actual percentage itself because last year the values were different. So we're not really talking apples to apples. The value of the city went up.
Burlington Council passing the budget for next year without discussion at their business meeting. The tax rate ends up being $9.89 per thousand assessed value, 93 cents more than the current fiscal year. Proposed City of Kenosha budget, also the capital improvement plan, they were both recommended for approval by the City Council last night as a committee of the whole. Ironically, nobody spoke during the public hearing on the spending plans, and there was only one motion to change the budget, an amendment from Alderman David Bogdala. Both of these, vast changes from years gone by. Bogdala wanted to remove the position of community relations liaison. He said the time has kind of come and gone for that. Mayor John Antaramian urged the alderman, though, not to approve that motion.
I think it has some value that I think I will definitely be able to use and to create a better team, a working team upstairs that is going to be very advantageous to us all. So I would hope that you would not do that.
The amendment to defeat that was 12-2. The Committee of the Whole recommended a budget. The Town Council has a final vote on that coming up this evening at 5 o'clock. Racine's Fourth Fest Committee requested of the city continued use of a Water Street building for putting floats together for the annual summertime event, at least until the building is actually needed for the city's planned redevelopment of that area, the former area that, of course, involves Rodney Blackwell. Well, they got plenty of discussion during a Committee of the Whole session, but the lack of ownership also led to a recommendation against it. Fourth Fest Committee's Kerry Glenn explaining 1010 Water Street has all the right dimensions for building floats. They know the city doesn't own it. They also said they've been somewhat harassed by the city to get out of that location.
Once the city does gain possession of the property, I would like to make an agreement with the city, not me, our Fourth Fest board, to make an agreement with the city until a viable developer shows up. That building is not going to hurt the sale of the property.
City Attorney Scott Letney, when asked by Alderman Sandy Widener what the city could legally do given lack of ownership to the building, explained an occupancy permit might be a possibility.
And I'm not unsympathetic to their concerns, but it's hard for me to imagine any action this body or the city could take to lawfully permit them to remain in as much as the city doesn't own the building and they don't have occupancy permits. So I really can't make any suggestion. Presumably they could apply for an occupancy permit. I don't know whether one would be granted. That's a matter covered by the law and the building inspector.
More than 35 minutes of talk on that, a motion to receive and file was then supported. Also, the issue of the mayor's position being part-time, that was proposed for the Committee of the Whole last night by Alderman Henry Perez. It was deferred to another date. Alderman Perez could not attend the meeting. Take note, Kenosha County's golf courses are now closed for the season. Well, Brightondale actually closed mid-November. Petrifying Springs, though, remained open as long as the daily high temperature was forecast above 40 degrees. Not quite there now, and the highs are only predicted to get worse as the weeks and months go on. Of course, the Petrifying Springs Clubhouse will stay open Wednesday through Saturday, December the 23rd. The courses typically open in Kenosha County for the season in March if the weather cooperates. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.